Not only has Auburn been busy on the recruiting trail, but they've also been busy filling out this support staff with some very intriguing coaches.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Monday. Happy Monday after a very big basketball win. We got two more basketball games this weekend. Big junior day, tons to recap. But hey, Auburn's been busy recruiting, but they brought in a lot of very intriguing coaches to add to the support staff that I think are going to be pay huge dividends, not only on the field, but in recruiting. And we're going to talk about two of those here in just a second. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to thebarnauburn.com. Sign up today, get $25 off your annual membership, $25 off for 2025. Take you all the way through to this time next year, get you through basketball, football, recruiting, the transfer portal, everything, and then you can jump in the community and have a lot of fun there as well. Great conversation. Just love what we're building over there. You can come be a part of it. A lot of new content that should be coming out over this week. Would love for you to be a part of it. So check us out, thebarnauburn.com. As the rule change has sort of started to really kick in as far as the importance of needing these off-the-field coaches, these support staff. Really don't know what the best term is yet. I think we're just going to go with support staff. Your assistant position coaches are becoming more and more important now that they can actually coach directly. The workload for a college coach is something that's really hard to fathom. When you're talking about at just a high school recruiting, which is a 7-day-a-week job. I mean, especially during these times where these guys are able to go out and go visit, these contact periods where coaches are allowed to leave the campus, the regular old position coaches, their workload is incredible. Like, and as it grows, you got recruiting, you got roster management, you got the transfer portal, and both of those, when you add those together, you got to not only recruit new guys, you got to recruit your own guys. So the workload is just immense, and you're needing more of a qualified individual as your assistant than just a kid out of college. You know what I mean? Or a player that's just got finished and wants to dip his feet into coaching. It takes a little bit more of a qualified individual, because those guys can now one-on-one coach. They can recruit when kids are on campus. They can't go off campus, but they can help recruit when kids are on campus. They can help communicate via text, social media, whatever. They can do that and help the coach while the kids are off campus, but they just can't leave campus. But those are requiring a much more qualified individual as roles change and as roles develop. So Auburn's done a really good job. I feel like you look at guys like TJ Rushing, who's a great recruiter at Texas A&M. He was brought in as an off-the-field assistant or a support staff assistant whenever DJ Durkin was brought in, and now he's been promoted to safeties coach, and he was leading the charge. He was leading the charge this weekend. I saw him with a number of guys at the basketball game. So those positions are becoming more and more important, and Auburn hired four of those over the last week or so. I don't even think it was a week. I think it was in the last 4 or 5 days. Auburn's hired four of those guys, and two in general are very, very intriguing, and one I'm very excited about. And I think he could be big for Auburn moving forward. And let's just be honest, Vontrell King Williams is a rock star. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to retain him for much longer, because I'm sure there's going to be some defensive coordinator position jobs open. There's probably going to be the NFL calling. And who knows what kind of bags some of these other schools could want to throw at a guy like him just because his recruiting is incredible. Our defensive line was really good last year, and he's just sort of like a rising star in recruiting. So they hire a guy whose his name's Wayne Dorsey. He was the defensive line coach, not an off-field or support staff. He was the defensive line coach at Charlotte. And I know you're probably thinking, who cares? What's the big deal? So he was first of all, you're bringing in a guy who is a position coach. So like he's managed all of these roles and he's going to come help your defensive line coach. I think that's big. Number one, before he went to Charlotte, you'll never guess where he was the defensive line coach. And it's a high school. So he jumped from high school to college, straight to college, but not just any high school. Auburn's brand new favorite pipeline, St. Francis Academy. Yes, he was the defensive line coach at St. Francis Academy from 2018 to 2022. That's where he got started. And as Auburn is sort of building these relationships in that area, what better to help foster those? What better to help put that on in overdrive than bringing in an actual position coach with ties to that particular school? And he's far enough away from being a defensive line coach that it doesn't put us in that weird scenario where you can't recruit kids from a high school because you just hired somebody from that school. No, he's been separated from it a little bit. And I think that's got to be a huge plus. That's like a 4D chess move to bring in a guy that's got a tie to a school that all of a sudden you're having really, really good luck at. You got four kids on the roster already from St. Francis. You got a kid committed. You had two kids visit this weekend that are, you know, elite prospects, elite safety, elite edge. And then there's going to be more and more kids that come out of that school. They produce D1 talent like every single year. So you bring in a guy with another guy with ties to St. Francis Academy. And it's at a position that you really need help with. When I say help, I'm talking about as a coaching staff, not necessarily like it's underperforming because the defensive line is one of the strengths of the team. He's actually from Baltimore too, which is another big plus. Just another guy in that area where Auburn just seemingly has struck a chord and has made a connection. And it's resonating with kids there. So you're bringing in a coach that has all those connections there, high school connections from that area. And then obviously coached at St. Francis. I think that's big. He played football at Ole Miss and Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College. So another bonus, he's got some Mississippi ties. He's got some JUCO ties. JUCO, I'm interested to see what happens with JUCO now that it's not going to count against your eligibility, or B, kids are going to start getting 5 years of eligibility. So JUCO becomes a lot more valuable. And you got a guy that's got experience in that system and experience in some of the best JUCO that there is. And he's got SEC experience. It's just a lot of pluses. A lot of pluses with this addition to the staff, big time. And it could be a really beneficial recruiting move in the future too. If VKW decides, Vontrell decides to take another job somewhere, you have a natural guy that you can just slide right into that role. I think that's probably going to be a theme in college football, maybe, you know, moving forward. You know, you really develop these support staff roles that they can maybe move into these position coaching roles. So I'm very excited about this one. And this is not just, you know, I know people give me heck for getting pumped up for insignificant things, but Auburn's hired four guys. And I think this is probably the most intriguing of the ones that were hired. I think there's a lot of possibilities here. I think he could be, you know, really, really big for Auburn moving forward. So Wayne Dorsey, assistant defensive line coach, be on the lookout for that name. I think he's going to make some noise. in recruiting. I think he's going to be someone that we're going to like, very similar to the way Vontrell was whenever he was here. So big hire, and we'll see what happens and see what he can stir up, because I think it's going to be big. Another guy that Auburn hired that got a lot of press and a lot of fanfare, and deservedly so, was Chad Lunsford, who will be our special teams coach. One thing about special teams coach that is very beneficial is experience. And it could, because honestly, special teams is more of an organizational position than anything. Making sure the personnel knows when they have to go in, making sure that you're able to be on top of things, so that if you have to switch out in a tight, you know, you got like a fire drill punt situation or a fire drill field goal situation or whatever. You need to make adjustments whenever they show an onside kick, or, you know, being able to have your guys prepared for stuff like that. Just experience helps. And Chad Lunsford has a lot of experience. And anytime you can add a guy with head coaching experience as your special teams coach, you got to like that. You got to love that. And not only was he a head coach at Georgia Southern, he had a winning record at Georgia Southern. So, again, I know Auburn's special teams was a point of contention this past season. I think Tanner Burns got dealt a really tough hand with the kicking situation. We were really good on special teams the year prior in 2023. And then 2024, it just seemed like it was a Murphy's Law where, and honestly, that was maybe with everything, with the whole football team, but especially with special teams, if something could go wrong, everything went wrong. So I can understand the fan base. I can understand people, wanting to see change there. And, you know, you got it. And hopefully that Chad's experience that he has and that he brings to Auburn is something that can be very, very beneficial, very, very, I guess, a big bonus to that part, that very important part of football. Special teams is a very important part of the game. I don't expect him to be like the savior for kicking. I don't think special teams coaches have a ton of sway or a ton of impact on the kicking game, just because those kickers typically have private coaches and things like that. So I'm not necessarily expecting a huge change there. I think just guys having another year and shaking off the cobwebs and the competition that we're bringing in with the kicker from Southern Miss and then the punter from Oklahoma State, coupled with your All-American high school punter from Thompson High School. I'm hoping that is what helps, you know, elevate the kicking game. And then Chad's organization and experience helps all the other aspects, your kickoff returns, understanding when to engage in a block, when you need to, and when you need to let go, and how you get lined up for those, so you're not getting those crucial holding penalties that pin you so far back in field position. I want to see a little bit more from the punt return team. We're really good 2 years ago. Then this past year, for whatever reason, we just decided we're not going to be a very good punt return team. I'd love to see Malcolm develop into an elite punt returner. Hopefully Chad can help with that. He's a Georgia guy through and through. And that's obviously a big help when you're talking about recruiting. Anytime you can get guys with experience in Georgia, ties in Georgia, you take them. If you can get guys with ties to Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, those are all big pluses when you're recruiting this area, and especially the emphasis on home and like recruiting your native area with a transfer portal, because of the way kids can go and then come back, get homesick and come back so easy. You want to have a lot of ties on your staff from the area that you're in. He was actually got some Auburn flavor too. He was the director of player personnel under Chizik, so from like 2008 or 9 to 2012. So he's got some Auburn ties. He knows how Auburn works. And I think that's going to be big. I think that's big for continuity is big for, you know, anytime somebody understands Auburn or has been here and you don't have to learn it, you've already sort of experienced it, then it puts you back. You get right back in the saddle really quickly. So I think he's going to be a big help on the recruiting trail, and as well as obviously the experience. I think that brings a lot to special teams. So Chad Lunsford, there's two more hires. I can find those really quick. But again, these were the two that jumped out to me as far as guys that are going to be most talked about or make the most like early impact. So good stuff there. Is Auburn closing in on a commitment? I think I've been talking about this for a while, but I think Omar Mabson may be getting close to pulling the trigger. He is the Auburn High running back that reclassified to the 2025 class out of 2026. And I mean, he was like back of the year last year. It's in 7A. Just everything that you want in a running back, he's got it. He's 200 pounds. He's got home run speed. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a very, very good receiver out of the backfield. And then he's just got he's just an all around really, really good running back. And then obviously he's local, which everybody loves. Everybody loves the local story. He came in on his official visit this weekend. Obviously seems like Auburn hit a home run with him. He started to get a couple of predictions in. Saw Christian Clemente from 247 put a prediction in. And then Tom Loy, who everyone knows, he's my father, he put a prediction in as well for Omar to the Tigers. So might want to keep your head on a swivel there. Typically, those don't go in until, you know, something may be about to go down. I know signing day is only just a couple of weeks away, so he's only got, I guess it's next Wednesday. It's not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. So he doesn't have much time anyway. I thought maybe he would go and be a signing day announcing, so we would just have a little bit of headlines on signing day, but it looks like maybe he could go ahead. Maybe we'll go ahead and get this thing locked in and he'll be a Tiger sooner rather than later. So I think that's big for that running back room when you add him, because I think although he is reclassifying and from an age standpoint, he'll be a little bit younger. I just think he has the tools to be a successful SEC back early. I do. I think he's that good. I mean, when you tear up 7A football in the state of Alabama, which is Alabama's becoming one of the is one of the more underrated top producing talent states in the country. It's good competition, and he's at the top of it, and he shredded all of it. Just game after game, he's taken 70, 80-yard touchdowns to the house. His highlight film is a ton of fun to watch if you ever get a chance. So that'll be a good one if Auburn can go ahead and close that one out. I think he'll be a Tiger here very, very soon. A lot of fun stuff going on at the barn, and we're going to keep you updated. A lot of stuff going on at Auburn, a lot of stuff fun going on at the barn, and the barn's the place to be to stay in the loop, as well as just the conversation and everything that goes along with it. So make sure you sign up for thebarnauburn.com, and we'll keep you in the loop. And then obviously, you know, I'm going to be back here every single day. Jump in the comments. Let me know what you think about the hires, any questions you got. I try to answer every single one of them. And just the back and forth is what I enjoy more than anything. So guys, have a great day. Have a great start to your week. You know, we're going to be back here every single day. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back every single day this week. Have a couple of hoops podcasts as we talk about the basketball team, some fun film breakdown stuff that I think you're going to like in regards to high school recruiting. Should be dropping on Tuesday and Thursday. Just a ton of fun stuff going on. So definitely subscribe. Make sure you hit that alert bell so you know when stuff goes live. And guys, we'll see you tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.